Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn and Carrie.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Donna Reese.
Hey, everyone. I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese and Belle. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream?
Comes here. This
is Hollywood. Land of dreams. Some dreams come true. Some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream. So keep on dreaming. Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM, The Heat, and five other stations. We're at the beautiful Clearwater Beach studio. And it's actually beautiful, rainy outside, like Ooh. Thunderstorm.
Yeah.
Lisa V, how are you,
I'm
co-host?
Great. Doing
good.
Great.
And so we are here on the air, and we're so excited that you joined us because we have a music producer here. We have a film director that's doing a big casting tomorrow if you have any actors in the family. So stay tuned. And then we have a special award. Is our VIP guest on the line yet? Is he there? Somehow I cannot hear you. Why is my mic down?
VIP,
no, we're live. 106. Lisa, keep talking.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Can hear, everybody can hear you.
Yeah,
I can
fine.
Hear you.
Yeah.
Okay. I can't hear my guest.
Okay, hold on.
I can't hear somebody else, though. Yeah.
How about now?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. But I can't hear.
Okay. Well, hold on.
Hello?
Let's make sure.
Oh, yes. Hold on.
Okay. You're real.
Can you put it louder?
Okay.
Hold on. Is this Victor?
It is, Victor. How are you?
Oh, Victor Klein, I am so honored to have you on our radio show, 106.1 FM, The Heat, and five other stations here in Clearwater, and also YouTube and Facebook. And then it goes to two TV networks, and we keep going and going. And I want to tell everybody about Victor Klein real quick. He is an amazing man that is doing actually amazing live feeds on TikTok. And he helped me also get to over 10,000.
Wow.
I know. And so we're giving him, hold on, Victor, we're going to play this song because this is for you. And we're giving you the best admired live feed on TikTok. And actually, I'm live on TikTok now, and I'm announcing that as well. So do you have that song for Victor? Hold on, Victor. This is for you because you work so hard and help everybody else. We'll be right back. Hold on. Enjoy your song.
Everybody's having a party. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's really glad that you are the one. Everybody's celebrating all that you've done. Let's all
Brian, when I went into your live feed, and I was so impressed how you help people, you make them grow, you help people, you give them advice about following each other, and if they're not following back, and I just did a little history. I heard that you were a baker at one time?
Yes, I'm actually a pastry chef.
Wow! Oh,
my birthday was yesterday. How about a cake?
Wow, and where are you located?
I'm in Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, I got a lot of friends there. You know, you'd be a great judge for one of the pageants over there.
Absolutely.
For sure. So how long have you been on TikTok? When did you join?
Almost a year. I've been on TikTok for almost a year.
A year. Wow. And how many followers do you have already? You have an amazing amount.
As of today, I have 600,800 followers.
So there you go.
Amazing.
600,000.
Wow. And then also, too, as I noticed that, you know, you are giving shout-outs to people. You help them out. And you're on TikTok a lot because I jumped in today and I saw you had over 600 in your live feed.
Yeah. Yesterday, when I started splitting my time, I average between 15 and 16 hours a day on TikTok. That's between 10 to 12 hours live and then 4 hours of videos. But usually when I start my lives, I'll start off with 1,300. And then as the night goes by, people have, of course, they have school in the morning and they have work, so they kind of drift off a little bit there.
Damn.
And then I'll end up, usually at the night, I'll end up between 400 and 600 people.
Oh, wow. It's an honor to have you on. And this week, you are the grand champion TikTok Live. And I just enjoyed watching you and how you, like I said, you're so admired by everybody and loved. And I just want to thank you for calling in. Anything that you'd like to tell the new people out there about TikTok or how you can help them?
Yeah, you know, TikTok for a while had a bad rap, but right now, you know, people don't understand the importance of it. You know, it's communication. You're actually talking to people. There's people that would never, ever talk to another person, but going live and you're following each other and you're watching each other's videos, you're actually learning about the person, whether they're into baking or farming or whatever it may be, collecting stamps. It doesn't matter what it is. You're actually learning about the people. That's why at my grow parties, a lot of grow parties, they'll pretty much talk about following each other. With me, it's like, okay, you followed each other. Now what? Well, go watch the. So when I do a homework every night where people have to go to their new followers, three of them, watch three of their videos, click the like, and make a comment. What I'm doing is I'm forcing them to get to know that person instead of just collecting a number.
Right. You know, that's amazing. Also, too, is Victor, you know, I started to do a couple live feeds and I train people about getting into the acting world, and we have film directors here and I'll be teaching classes. How can you give advice to me? Of course, I'm on live and I've dealt with these trolls that come on that I call roaches. You know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to get some moderators to help mm-hmm. me. Have you ever had that problem where people are coming
every
in?
Every day. How I do it with most of the trolls are actually young. They're not adults. They're young kids and they're trying to get attention. So depending on what they're saying, if they say something racist or something off color, I block them immediately. It's not an option. There's no second chance. If they say something that's a borderline, I'll actually stop my live with everybody and I'll talk to them. Listen, is there a reason why you're talking like that? You know, you have a lot of people that will care about you and actually follow you, and you can actually grow. And I'll say one out of three will actually listen. So it gives me an opportunity to actually talk to that person. But the ones that come through there and they're hateful and stuff, all I say is let your moderators mute them. And then when you're done at the end of the night, before you sign off, you just go to your settings, go to moderators list, and then you'll see where they muted them. And just click on their profile and block them all. Listen, if you let your moderators mute them and you don't block them, the very next day they're allowed. Once you sign off on your live, they can come back in your next live.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, you only mute them for that live. They're only muted for that live. So you have to. And if you respect your moderators as much as I do, I say if a moderator mutes you, that's good enough for a block for me. So I just go in and block them.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Do you report them as well?
Depends on what they're saying. Like I have a lot of youths in my live in the beginning. So if I get somebody that'll make a comment, or especially if they ask somebody's age, I'll click on that person's profile. And if they're an adult, the first thing I do is I report them. I screenshot what they've asked. I tell all the kids in my live if they are any, don't ever tell me your age. I don't want to know if you're a child. I don't want to know any of that information. But if you happen to release it, I mute you immediately. And then I'll DM them and say, listen, you can never, ever, ever tell your age. Don't tell them where you live. Don't tell me. Because it is a safety thing, too. There's only so much you can catch.
Right.
But yes, I'll screenshot it. I report it. And then I block the person. And then I tell the person that whoever answered their age, I'll tell them, listen, you need to block that person. Don't let them get into your DMs. Do not follow them. Unfollow them, you know?
Very, very amazing. Yeah, I just, Jeremiah Knight, actually, he's a good friend of mine. I just made him a moderator while he's on here. I just made Jeremiah while I'm live. You know, you have so much knowledge and information. I would love to do a TikTok, like a TikTok moment with you if you're ever interested to call in the show and give like advice of the week on TikTok.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I do that every night. That's one of the things that, I guess that's why my grow parties have grown so much. Is because when I go to other grow parties just to, you know, support them, I'll throw them some coins and stuff. And all they say is, you know, get the gifters, follow each other. Well, they're not learning anything. So I always try to teach them while they're in there the importance of algorithm. How do you get shadow banned? How do you get unshadow banned? What's the importance of liking somebody's video? How do you get on the For You page? I teach them all that because I want them to grow. I don't want you just to get 1,000 and go live. And then when you are going to get 1,000, I teach them the do's and don'ts of going live. Listen, if you're underage, don't show your face. Make sure if you are an adult, you don't show one of your children. If you have animals, keep them down before. Because a lot of times people get banned when it's overwhelming as well. There's a lot of reasons why people get banned on TikTok. That's one of the things I love about TikTok. I will praise TikTok for safety. They will. If you have your child on your profile while you're live, within 10 seconds, they ban you.
Because we have a film director here and we have somebody else in the house, but you're such a documentary on this as well. My God, you should have we have a film director. He should do a documentary on you about TikTok.
The daily life of a hype person.
Right. No, that's amazing. You know, especially, I mean, I was at a birthday party and I had a kid walk behind me, and that happened to me when I first started. I was like, what was this? And they said it was juvenile content at the time. You know, so 100%. You have to be very careful in what you do on TikTok as well. And I just admire you, and I just love your feeds. And you're so funny because you go, for the ones that are in bed scrolling.
Yeah, because they are.
Yeah.
People get up at 2:00 in the morning. They know Victor's live. You know, they know I'm going to be live for them to get more followers.
Amazing.
Plus, I play music, and I play different genres of music throughout the night, and they like listening to that as well.
And you shoot out these little green money things. I mean, you have it all over the floor. Then you have pictures behind you. Is that from the gifters?
Yeah, fan art. I get fan art from people. My followers will send me fan art. They send me candy. They send me. Everybody knows I eat Nerds and drink you, so I get cases of that stuff sent to me. And
wow.
Funny.
All right, we gotta.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, Don, my co-host, needs you. Yeah, she needs to jump in your live.
Yeah, I
know. Well, we are live on YouTube as well, and you can see the show. And Victor, it's been such a pleasure, and I'll connect with you, and then we'll have you call in and give a TikTok moment or tips of TikTok.
Absolutely, 100%. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, and congratulations on your award, and you have your certificate in the email. Again, God bless you, and I'll see you on your live when I can't sleep.
All right, here's your shout-out.
Thank you so much, Victor Klein. And give everybody your name on TikTok that they can go to and add you.
Yeah, just go to Victor Klein, VictorKline.
There
Victor
you go. Klein. The man of TikTok, the grand champion this week on 106.1 FM, The Heat. God bless you, Victor. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye. Jesus. Isn't that amazing? Play that one song that we sent you for the opening. We'll just kind of play that for a minute on this new intro. I love this. Have you heard this song?
I know.
You don't like this song? You don't like this song?
I'm laughing because I'm always
laughing. Do you
know
what it is? I'll take you home if you don't leave. What group is this?
You got me. I'm 50, remember, not 30.
I know the song. I don't know who the artist is.
It's all right.
Johnny Knoxville. It's Johnny Knoxville. From Tennessee. Out of Nashville.
Motley something?
It's not Motley something.
No, it is.
Knoxville out of Nashville. That works.
Hold on.
If anybody knows the song, call 727-441-3000. Who sings this? For a special prize.
Aren't you the music producer? On.
He's supposed to know. He's the music guy, right?
Yeah, do you know this song? Shake it?
Nope.
Should shake it?
Is this on TikTok?
Yeah. Oh, no, we're live on TikTok.
But well, I know. We're always live on TikTok.
I just did that with something I ordered from Amazon Prime. So, yeah, my husband yesterday, real quick, before we go over to our guest, Nick, he's got to go out and he's got to go back to church here in a minute. But Amazon came over to the house, and he said to my husband, I'm here a lot. Oh. And my husband goes, well, she won a little money at the casino. But it went to family members in a car, and it was nice.
You didn't buy
nice.
Me anything. I feel a little left out from that.
I'm working on it, Brian. I'm working on it. Yeah. Well, let me introduce to you Nick before we come back to our film director that's working on a major casting tomorrow, the Jollywood here, and Brian.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Well,
we are doing a casting tomorrow. You're going to be there too.
I know. I'm very excited.
Nick, are you coming into the casting tomorrow or no?
Hold on. You want to see this handsome man?
Invited, but I knew about it.
We have a studio that we're doing a casting at tomorrow down at St. Pete. We just had the grand opening, and it's an open casting call for actors and singers in the area to come in and show what they got and possibly be in some of the upcoming productions.
I know, it starts tomorrow at what time?
10 a.m.
10 a.m.
Yeah. 10 a.m.
Yeah, I'd like to swing by.
That'd be cool. We can talk a little bit more, too. If you come in later, after 12, we can actually talk a little bit, because probably earlier I'll be all...
He's going to be busy.
Some things going at lunchtime, but definitely can come in a little bit before 10, maybe. That would be good, too.
Hook up. The crew will be there. Now, Nick is a music producer. Tell us, I know you have a few minutes, and I want to thank you for driving in.
Sure.
Tell us what you do.
I help people realize their dream and produce it. You know, if it's a song or a video, but it largely in the music industry, people write songs and a lot of times they don't know what to do. They, you know, look for a recording studio, and I help educate people with regard to that, and maybe give them some advice as to maybe how that they're not spending enough money or they're spending too much money. And so then once they get to a place where they want to do something, then I'll build a production team around them. I'll either do it myself or I'll bring in players and produce a record and then do some video production and then get them out into the market.
And you also shoot commercials. I saw some of your commercials. Pretty amazing.
I do. So I'll hire a cinematographer and editor. But I've got the vision for it, and I'll help write the script.
Well, now you got Jollywood here.
I know. Isn't that so cool?
Well, that's why you were mentioning about the studio. So
it's fantastic.
And how do you put this together for the people that come see you? So you're more the producer. So you'll get like a drummer if they need, or a keyboardist, or actually produce the actual songs?
Correct. I play all those instruments. So if someone's coming in and they don't have a particularly, you know, a decent budget, I can still create the track using sample drums.
Okay.
But if they wanted to do something on more of a national scale and there's some, you know, some budget, then I'll do the demos in my studio. Then we'll fly up to Nashville or here, you know, record here.
And how do they get in touch with you? A phone number? Where do they call?
They can call me. I can put my phone number out there, which is 813-240-9429. Or they can go to my website, rainmusic.org.
Very cool.
That has all the information you need about how I do what it is I do.
Amazing. And so you've had some other artists that you showed me that their music video was amazing as well.
We're working with an artist in Ireland, actually. We went out there to shoot the music video, and we're going to release that quite soon. More of an R&B group from Nigeria, but they live in Ireland.
Mm. Oh, wow.
So it was wonderful being on the cliffs of Moher with the drone and getting an awesome shoot done. So I love video.
Well, I know Lisa's a singer and has a couple questions before you run out the door.
Lisa? I can't believe we go to the same church. Pastor Joe, really? You guys?
Yeah.
I have original songs, I don't play an instrument, so there's a reason you're here.
There's a total reason, so I look forward to
hanging up. I'm laughing because I really thought you knew.
Well, I didn't know. Well, actually, Dawn mentioned something, and I'm so glad you're here tonight.
I sing Spanish, I sing Christian, I sing everything.
Love it.
Janis Joplin, I can do
that. Well, sing something, Lisa.
Yeah.
There is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain.
Okay, do some Janis Joplin.
Just come on. Didn't I make you feel like you are the only man? Yeah, didn't I give you nearly everything that a woman possibly can? Honey, you know I did.
That song sounds familiar. Did you sing that at the event?
Yes.
I thought the producer,
he was like, come here, you're going to sing. And I said, oh, no, I can't. And he's like, yes, you are. And then she goes live and she
And
never...
tell us who was at Jollywood on the grand opening, man, the girl that was there.
The girl that, her name, I'm going to say it wrong. Will you please say it?
Siva.
Siva.
Phenomenal singer.
Well, I'm trying to get her and we're trying to get her.
Tell her what she does and what she has done.
She sings in four languages. That's why you're here. And she's been on America's Got Talent. She's Instagram. She's all over. And she just got to Tampa a little while ago. And I said, let's
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's
gangster.
Amazing.
She's a gangster.
Yeah,
really good.
So we're excited that you're all here and joining us. And so anybody that needs music production and wants to maybe, do you do consultations with them?
Sure. Free consultations.
Free consultations over the phone.
And give you some advice.
In the music industry.
Absolutely.
And now you also are an author, right?
I am busy writing a course, so I'm doing some online courses for piano playing, guitar playing, how to write songs. So I don't write a lot of books, but I'm starting to write a lot more because there's such a huge need out there, especially in the Spanish-speaking countries, for content
right.
on how to play in a band.
You know, right.
And how to cook. So I have a cooking show I'm working on as well.
Wow.
A musical cooking show called The Spice of Music, where I write a song and cook a meal at the same time in front of an audience.
Interesting.
And very I do a lot interesting. Of
different.
Yeah. He's like, that's a TV show.
Let's put together a one pager for it. We'll send it out to some people. See if we can some plates.
Remember in the kitchen with Lisa V? We were going to do in the kitchen with Lisa V. And
Lisa
COVID
was
going to
do that. Yes.
I cook really well too. I used to be like 315 pounds. Wow. So trust me, I ate for 11. So you know I did. It's crazy.
Sounds like we can talk again after.
I'm telling you, God is hilarious.
So yeah, we go to beaminghope.org and we're doing also coming up on specials. I'm going to be doing miracle stories, and if you have a miracle story and you would like me to interview you, and then we can put you on the air, that would be amazing. And then we have Beaming Hope miracle stories as well. So I'm doing that. I'm very excited, and we want to thank you for being
thank
here.
You. Thank you.
And
for
he's off.
Me.
He's got to get over to church, and he's got to play, and they have
see
their Bible study meeting
there.
As well.
Thank
so,
you so much for the invitation.
Thank you, Nick. And did Bobby
pleasure
Hill call you?
Yes, I got a hold of her, and
okay.
I'll talk to Brian tomorrow morning.
Yeah, if you want, come in at like
there.
9:30. We'll just be prepping, and I'll be able to kind of
text.
I'll send you the info.
I'll be there.
Definitely.
Awesome. All right, let's play that Shake It Up song because I am waiting for a VIP guest to call in from California, and I hope they have the right time. And then we're going to come back and talk to more with Brian here in his casting. And in the meantime, let's open Lisa's present live on the air.
Okay.
She's got
there
a birthday
we go.
Gift.
I did. I was turned nifty,
hold on,
nifty.
Hold on.
Lisa turned 50 yesterday.
50,
and it was pretty cool.
50,
yes, the big 50.
Good for you.
Chrissy, don't say anything.
It was pretty
I gave
cool.
yours today. All right,
okay.
This is your birthday
this
gift.
This is my birthday gift. Okay.
All right, here she goes.
Here I go.
I bought
and
it.
And you can turn
for
it up.
Her.
I love this.
All right, here we go. Da, 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 da.
We already tried that.
Are you on Match.com?
No.
Try out Match.com.
No.
Actually,
did you
ever try that?
Come on, we all have.
Let's be honest. We've all
tried Tinder, Bumble,
yeah, everybody.
Match.
I could, yeah.
What
we just
heck?
It is what it is. Except for
swipe
Christian
right,
Mingle,
swipe
right?
Left,
that's the one you didn't go. Christian Mingle.
I've never been to Christian Mingle. I should try that.
Well, I'm there.
I'm gonna get Disney here as a moderator as well. Thank you so much for being on our live show. So yeah. So what happened was before I was married, Match.com turned me down. They said I was too hard to match.
You're being too difficult?
I'm gonna make Brian laugh.
What?
I have gone global, like every week. They're like, there's no more in your area. What would you like to go global? I'm like, how sad. I can't find a match in 50 states. So they want me to go to the world? And I'm like, no, this is just, it's crazy.
Right. People are picky nowadays. You just.
It's just, it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
Forget it. Yeah. Forget about
it's
it.
Like, don't even try it. So, look, it's not what I was thinking. You know, I was like, whatever. You
just
know.
Stay single and mingle.
Yes. So here's my idea. She can help with the Spanish casting part of it. Like if there's Spanish actors.
Nice.
Like anybody that comes in, because I don't speak Spanish.
You know that if you take your crew here and you go to Colombia, they give you incentives back. I think you know about that.
You can
if not,
be our
I'm
translator
gonna,
and like person that goes down and keeps things
I have
up,
somebody who...
Make sure they're not trying to mess with us or anything.
Well, works with Fox
They'd be like,
Sports
hey, gringo!
Hey, gringo!
Get out of Camille!
Yeah.
500 pesos!
Right.
I don't know.
Suddenly you learn how to speak Spanish at that moment, like, when you got, you know.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. I only can count the cinco, seis, siete, nueve, diez. That's it. That's all I got.
That happened to me in Honduras. I got pulled over by the police. They said my taillight was out. I said, how could you see that from the front? My ex-husband's like, well, you be quiet. We're not in the United States. Like, if they take you, you're in trouble. And this skinny, skinny guy, his, you know, gun, the AK was bigger than him. And he's talking. And I said, look, I have to use the restroom, and that's another 20-minute drive to the house. You need to either do what you're going to do. So I have my phone. I said, look, I'm about to call the White House. I did a white lie, God knows. I'm like, I work for the New York Times, and I'm fixing to call my boss, who's going to call the White House, and your boss is going to get a phone call. Next thing you know, my ex-family's like, you realize we never get pulled over again for money since you talked to him? I was like, if you can get me out of this car, sir, and I'll go. And I mean, corruption is so bad in those countries.
Well, really. Colombia, I used to fly in there as a flight attendant.
Into Medellin or Bogota?
Medellin. And I'll tell you, Medellin was gorgeous. I came in, but what's funny, you want to hear a funny story?
Let's hear it.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to come back to Jollywood here in just a second. Yeah, you know, like a whole
right
half
now,
hour.
I want to hear the story.
Right. So next movie.
Yeah, we're flying in, and we had the white plane. We were just getting it painted. It wasn't painted yet. So we get to the hotel. There was some threats, and it was pretty crazy. But into Medellin, it was so funny. I had the refrigerator full of, like, orange soda. They love orange soda. Yeah. So I took a couple of them, and then I had my curling set that I carried with me at the time. And I'm going through to customs and going through the thing, and this guy comes running after me. Reese, you didn't pay the bill.
Yeah, you have to pay to bring stuff in other countries.
I thought that our owners were going to take care of it.
Obviously.
And then they had to go through my curlers one by one.
To make sure there was nothing in them.
There was nothing in it. And of course,
right,
my captain,
because they would take it and sell it in their black market, but you know.
How dare they?
I know. So anyways, that was a flight attendant story.
Stealing your curlers like that. Yeah.
Anyways, so Brian, you have got Jollywood, you've got Hacking Hollywood. Where can they go to your website, your Facebook? Tell everybody where they can go and what's happening with your movies.
Well, as far as finding us, you can go to JalbertBrothers.com, JalbertBrothers Studios, on Google Maps. You can find exactly where we're located. Brian Jalbert on Facebook, Brian Jalbert on Instagram. It's really not hard. We're there. We're open to come find us.
Right.
We love when people come in the studio and take that initiative to actually come see us. And, you know, because a lot of people, sometimes you put it out there as, hey, come on in the studio. And
They don't
show up.
Yeah.
So, you know, come on in the studio. You talk and find a ways to work together, as far as whether it's a feature film, whether it's renting out the studio, you know, whether it's finding us as a production company for the project, mm-hmm. Or even casting, as far as like what we're going through now. And we did the open casting call. So tomorrow from 10 o'clock, and
right.
It's, I mean, I've been getting... It, like,
well, you are just on Channel 8
stacked.
News.
Yeah, and it's been stacked. Like, I'm telling you, I'm getting emails all day.
Yay.
So it's going to be a packed house, and we'll probably may have to turn some people away. I don't even know. Like, it's pretty... it's going to be pretty stacked.
Yeah.
You know.
So are they going to be waiting outside then and coming up the stairs?
No. Okay. I mean, they'll come upstairs. We're going to we're gonna stack them in the other area and kind of move them towards where they'll get
enough.
The auditions.
So yeah,
they'll
be able to come in and
read the sides, get a set of sides, and go in and actually audition and read for, if you look him up, Jim Fitzpatrick.
Right.
Who was is a phenomenal actor and was out in L.A. for 30 years. He was in movie Armageddon.
William Fichtner, who we met the same day at Kim Coates.
Crazy. He's phenomenal. So he's going to be directing the next project, Soulmates, coming up. And that's what we're holding for. Soulmates and another movie called Off Rip.
Soulmates?
What? You're looking for your soulmate, aren't you? Didn't we just talk about that? It segues into Match.com.
Yeah.
So let me
ask you this.
Yes.
So what are they going to be expecting to do tomorrow with the slides? I mean, is it a long script or
no,
is it just
it's a
little read?
It's a quick read to find out where they're at as far as actors go. So if they can come in, you blowing off that table. If they can come in and do a full read and maybe they're really good.
Okay.
Like, we want to find somebody really good. We want to find some diamonds in the rough.
All ages, right?
No, 18 and up.
18 and up.
Well, that way you don't have to, because sometimes dealing with the parents can be tougher than dealing with the actual.
I don't even want to mess with that right now. Plus, these projects aren't, there's no.
It's not kid. Merrick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Guess what? We have
an amazing guest.
We have a drum roll. A drum roll. Okay, Lisa's gonna. Oh, wait. Hold
what
on.
What am I missing? I got thrown
this
into something.
This is good. Yeah, no, this
okay,
is good.
Okay, we got a VIP guest on the phone.
I just got
to
look at the goosebumps.
Is that a baby?
It is a baby.
Oh, congratulations! Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections 106.1 FM, The Heat, and tell everybody your name.
Hi, I'm Nyla. I'm a casting producer here at ABC, and if my son starts crying, his name's Jack Brooklyn.
That's okay. We love babies.
Yes.
I got four daughters, so I can relate.
So we have the casting director from America's Got Talent on the air with us. And there was a gentleman that actually I just talked to him on Instagram. He's a very good dancer. And he's supposed to call in hopefully to say hello to you. And I told him to say Dawn Reese sent you. Yeah. So tell everybody what you're looking for this year's season.
Well, you know, myself and a team of us, there's about five or six of us that cast for the show. So it's not just me. I wish it was just me, but you know. I can't take on that whole load. I wouldn't want to anyway. Yes. Working from home. Super fun.
We get it. We're there.
Hey, we support you.
How old is your baby?
Almost 4 months.
4 months old. Oh, how precious. Oh. Girl or boy?
Yeah. It's Jack. A boy. His it's name a boy. Is Jack Brooklyn.
Oh,
yeah.
How cute. Okay.
Yeah. So, just working from home is super fun, but I'm searching everywhere for talent. Normally, I'm put to ground. I go to a lot of dance competitions, comedy festivals. So this year it's a whole. Yeah, I know. I tried really hard.
Well, maybe you can come to Jollywood. We've got a really amazing film director here in the house.
Producer,
filmmaker. You're like all three in one, like the triple
Jake's
threat.
The director,
all around
remember,
great
Jake's the
guy. Good dad.
Maybe,
there you go. He's
maybe
so
you could come down
deal.
Here and then do a big casting for America's Got Talent at his production office.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, I are you guys based in California?
Well, no, Florida.
Yeah, Clearwater.
Oh, that's so nice. So I'm sure you guys are having way better weather than I am right now. Yes, I know.
I know, baby.
Yes, I know.
A casting director with a baby on the phone.
Yes. Lullaby
so
and good night.
That's okay.
No, this is adorable.
We love families.
So sorry.
Yes.
We love families.
But yeah, we're looking for all types of talent. It's just trying to figure out a new, different way. You know, I think it's going back to the old school way, you know, of casting. You know, oh, back in the day, they didn't have, you are so precious when you cry. Come here. I'm trying every tactic. Just to, like,
I gotcha.
No, it's okay. It's great.
I'm so sorry.
And what ages for America's Got Talent are you looking for?
All ages. As long as you can stand on the stage by yourself, you can audition for AGT.
Oh, wow.
Basically anybody but my son can audition.
Anybody but my son.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Very cool.
So we've had the youngest, I think, is 3 years old, who's been on our show. Last season, I cast an 80-year-old comedian named Marty Ross. He was so amazing. So I think we're always looking for all ages, all talents. As long as
now,
you're really amazing and interesting, you know, we definitely want to meet you.
Quick question. What happens if they have an agent or a manager? Can they still get on America's Got Talent?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I talk to managers all the time, agents all the time. You know, there was
a baby crying.
Oh my God, I'm trying to talk.
I love it. Makes me feel like I'm at home or something.
You know, there should be a show of this right now. Just a bit.
You should be doing a live video.
You should be
feed.
Doing live feed. Yes,
we'll share it.
Yeah.
So I know. Hey, look at you right there in your face. Take that.
See you right there in your face.
So
take
Lisa,
that. I
Lisa,
love it.
So what do they need to do to send a tape over to you and say Dawn Reese Show Hollywood Connection sent me?
Right.
Yeah, no, totally. Tell them to say that in their email.
Okay.
Honestly, all I need is, you know, this year's a little different because of COVID. You know, people aren't able to perform as much, you know, in front of audience members. So comedy is really hard for comedians because they're not able to make that tape. They either have to make a self-home tape, try to do like a backyard show of some kind, or if hopefully they've been recording themselves all the time, maybe they have a tape from before, you know, and that's always something that's good. But anybody who's able to make a tape, send it to me. It needs to be 1 minute 20 to 2 minutes long, and send it as an unlisted YouTube link, and so I can watch it and share it with my producers. I think that's the biggest thing, is please send it as an unlisted YouTube link.
Okay, there you go. That answers as an unlisted YouTube link, so that way she can share it. That's
we're doing a casting tomorrow, so if we find somebody that's exceptionally amazing.
Well, we have you have somebody
we'll
already.
Send over.
Yeah.
I know Ryan has a couple of them. He knows right off.
She was at the opening.
Yeah.
So. I wonder if she would submit again to something like a you know, talent show.
So if they were on America's Got Talent before, can they go back on?
If they have been on our show before, we're always open to seeing people again. This past season, Alex Cooper was on, and he was on 2 seasons ago. So he was a comedian who roasts. That's what he does. That is what he's known for. So he came on 2 seasons ago, and he roasted our judges, was booed off the stage by our audience, and came back this season, and people kind of fell in love with him a little bit.
Okay.
3 rounds. Well, so, yeah, as long as you've changed it up, you've improved, you know, if you've added a new element of some kind, we're always, you know, willing to look at you again for sure. Okay.
Well, amazing. Thank you so much for calling in, and anybody that does write or call me, I will send them your information.
Definitely. Anybody who wants to get in touch with me, just shoot me an email, find me on Instagram, find me on Facebook, add me, and drop this radio station's name, the show's name, and I'd be loving to talk to you guys.
Right. And we'd love to have you call back, and I'd like to know how you got started with America's Got Talent and how you found that amazing job opportunity. So maybe we'll have a cliffhanger and have you call next week.
Call, yeah. Set it up. I'm happy.
Let's
do
same
it.
Time, same channel, same 6:30.
Okay, great.
Awesome. Stay tuned.
Yes.
We'll have you call back, and then we'll just talk about how you got started and inspiration to others around the world. And again, tell everybody your name.
My name is Nyla, so it's a fun one. It's N-A-E-L-A, and my last name is Durrani, D-U-R-R-A-N-I.
Thank you so much for calling in. Look forward to having you next week.
We've
got
you,
America's
Jack.
Got Talent moment. I like that. Yes. Now you're part of us.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. God bless you. I do have to say, Brian, real quick, there's been some amazing people here helping me out on TikTok. I want to thank first Jeremiah Knight 7. We also have a real bad. I can't really say that, your last name on the right. air, but you know, it starts with an A and ends with a vowel.
There you go.
Disney Terrell, I want to thank you. You're Disney. Is that right? Disney? T-E-R-E-L-L. I'm trying to read with my glasses. And then we also
Which
have Jeremiah Knight.
Which means we need newer glasses.
So
being
our moderators tonight, and there are, I'm learning more about TikTok. So and they're amazing people. And please follow them as well if you're on TikTok Live as I am, and share. Thank you. And, you know, add each other, family and friends. So anyways, we hopefully, our VIP guest will call in, but if not, we're just going to have her call in next week.
Hold on, that wasn't the VIP guest?
There's yeah, well, you
more
are,
than one.
No, you're our main
not
VIP
me,
guest.
Her.
No.
Oh, I thought she was a VIP guest.
Yeah, she was a VIP guest.
One of the VIP guests.
Everybody's a VIP guest.
Hold on. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
But if you want to talk to Dawn or Brian or myself, call 727-441 3,000. 7-7-4-4-1-3,000.
Hey.
She did that really good. The only thing in Spanish I know, because I was a flight attendant, was cerveza.
Of course, beer.
Agua, albaño, because those are the basic things
baño,
I needed to tell
right.
people.
She's so cute. Albaño. Okay. That's baño. For those of you who need interpreter, I interpret from English to Spanish, and Dawn's Spanish to English. I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Exactly. So anyways, we've got our call-in number here, and so we've got about 15 minutes. I'm going to see if she calls in. If not, we're just going to hang out and learn more about the Hacking Hollywood. Tell us about Hacking Hollywood, what happened, what you're going to do for next year, what you're going to put together, as I'm putting a sales team together for you as well.
Yeah, so as far as that goes, we're actually going to hold off on this year coming up because of the whole COVID thing.
Right.
I don't want to, for the second year, I don't want to deal with that.
Right.
So we'll skip this year, flip it around, and go hard on them next year to bring in even, you know, bigger people as far as getting people from A&E or Netflix, Amazon,
right.
You know. I got a
few
out there.
Tell us some of the people that you brought in. You brought in some amazing people. It was called Pitch Fest.
We did.
And they were pitching, and somebody got picked up for a movie. So that was amazing from Jollywood.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as that goes, there was two projects. One project got picked up by Glasshouse Distribution to be shopped, a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And then a movie got picked up. Now, I don't know where they are right now because of the whole COVID thing.
Right.
But they did a co-production deal with one of the people we brought in from Cat Fresh Productions, which was Adam Fisher and Mark Gold's
people.
Yeah, and then Tom Malloy from Glasshouse Distribution. He raised over $25 million for feature films.
Yeah. Who is the guy that was in St. Petersburg that's working on a car racing movie? Remember those guys? They're big guys. There's some big movie they're going to be working on. They were here. They came in. But there was a gentleman I'm working with. He's in manager. I sent you the song. It's a race car song for NASCAR.
You did send me that, yeah.
Yeah, and I want to hook them up with this song because this song would be perfect.
I don't know who you're talking about. Do you remember what they look like?
Do you remember, Lisa? Remember the guys, the big guys? They were big guys. They're working on this major motion picture in St. Petersburg. We have to go through our shows because
we
have so many.
Not the guy that I sang to and his friend. No, it was the others. Okay.
Oh, you weren't there. Those are different guys. Yeah, Christy and Cassie were at the event.
At the Pitch Fest.
Right.
Yeah. Pitch Fest.
So I'll find out who that is, too,
for the interviews, and you really lit up the red carpet there for, you know.
I did. I had so much fun.
There were so many videos I seen you dropping. I'm like, holy crap, I can't keep, I don't even remember seeing all these people. Like, what's going on here?
Well, we're excited because you're also going to be having some workshops that I'll be teaching, a modeling and teen workshop coming up this fall, and it's around the corner, and I'm going to teach modeling, acting, runway, improv for kids and teens, and then there's going to be a touch of reporting where they can be a reporter, and then we'll have graduation on the air with them.
I love that.
I know.
That's phenomenal. We also, just freshly announced, but we were just talking about it. We got a flyer together for it. We're going to start promoting it. So after all this, you know, casting goes on, we're going to do, we got professional Hollywood acting classes by Jim Fitzpatrick.
I'm there.
So it's that's the cream of the crop, because you're learning from somebody that was in LA for 30 years and actually worked in the business.
And exactly. Knows what they want, knows what they don't want, and won't waste their time or your time.
Exactly. And the fee is not very bad. I mean, it's going to be amazing. Somebody asked me today, can they pay by the class? And mine would be about $75 a class, but I'm going to announce it's $300 for the month.
Yeah.
And you're going to learn a lot because I've worked for everybody, but this is my own style. This is my own thing from I have learned from teaching from Phoenix to Albuquerque to Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, Clearwater Beach. So, I mean, I'm in Hollywood, California. So I'm bringing all of my expertise of everything from model productions, you know, that I put these big stages up, and I will help these kids get connected. And we do have a SAG agent under our show.
Yeah.
We have, so if you are a good actor, we can get you out there with you know, the paperwork. It's not exclusive, so if you're interested, let me know on that. But if you are interested and they want to sign up with the improv classes, where can they call or write as well? They're going to call you to sign up for classes.
Well, you know what, Don? You know what I love about what you just said about the classes and for kids? I think this is important because it's going to build a lot of confidence in them.
Yes.
You know, self-esteem. It is super important in life, and I feel like it brings you a very long way. Doesn't matter, schooling's great and all that stuff, but having a certain confidence about yourself and knowing who you are or knowing what you want to be and having some direction and going towards that just builds these little momentums as you get older. And that confidence and self-esteem is just going to drive you so far in life. So I just love that aspect of it.
Well, I have a little gal named Marilyn Agato. She actually has been one of my reporters. She's Filipino. She's gorgeous.
Yes.
I think she's about 11. Happened was she's been a reporter with me. And I'll tell you, when she went to her interviews and they interviewed her about being a reporter, that definitely helped her, I know, win the title. But she's also going to have a half-hour show of her own for kids and teens. Mm-hmm. So maybe she could host this after they get, you know, certificates for graduation afterwards, and we'll have a big ceremony for that.
And Rachel Barcelona.
Oh, Rachel.
Amazing. And she got,
Miss America for Florida
Runner up, and then best hair. Like,
she's up for autism, and she's an amazing, and they're doing a documentary on her life as well.
Right.
Well, so I have to go to two commercials. The ice rink, if you want to cool off in this beautiful Florida humidity.
Now, Brian needs to
ice skate?
Film us skating. That is going to be hilarious.
One time, but no. I don't film. I'm just the guy that stands. I'm the janitor.
I'm the janitor. Listen to him.
What do you mean? That's my brother that does the filming. And Jaden, our other partner.
We'll film with our cameras and our phones.
We have our official film producer of Hollywood Connections. Yeah. They're just not here right now.
I'll hold the phone.
So let's go to that commercial. And also the National Comedy Hall of Fame. Check it out in Holiday. They've been wonderful. I know that Chevy Chase will be coming in soon. There'll be other people. And it's really an amazing place to go take a tour of all the comics and say hi to Tony for us, and we'll be right back.
106.1 The Heat.
And five other stations. The commercial for the ice skating rink. Go cool off in Clearwater.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
Send an email to jollywoodcasting at gmail.
J-A-L-L-Y Woodcasting. Who's on the phone with us? No? Okay. So our other VIP guest, I had left her messages. I know she's up for a Grammy nominee, and she does want to be a part of our show. We have Shirley King, B.B. King's daughter, and I've talked to her the last couple days, and hopefully, if not today, next week. And are you into football?
I'm not a big sports guy. No.
It's better to ask Brian. So, Brian, what are your interests and hobbies? That's a lot easier than I don't like this.
The only sport that I really watch or will watch is MMA.
I knew that was coming.
I'm sorry. It's about that or boxing. The other stuff, I mean, I don't mind watching football, but I'm just not a big sports guy. I'd rather be out playing the game rather than watching people play the game.
There you go.
Yeah. I just actually got some golf clubs. I'm going to start golfing.
I like golfing. Yeah.
I live in a 55 and over, and I put a little ad over. Who knew? I'm not going to go there, Brian. But anyway, somebody was selling their golf clubs, and they gave it to me for $40. And it's an amazing deal. And I can't wait, because we played a lot of golf in Colorado, and my grandson wants to learn.
Yeah.
And my husband, to get him out there with his dad that he can't really see, but if my husband's there with him, then he can tell him where the ball is.
This is just. Oh, I want to be there to see the first day when you're back on the green.
Exactly, on the green.
Pa-dum, bum, bum.
But you know what? I worked at a golf course one time, and you know.
Were you a cart girl?
No,
drove around the drinks and stuff.
No, I actually was checking them in. No, Brian, get this. I was checking
Brian,
them
he
in.
Has no words.
This is when I was single, and I didn't have a car, and I had to ride my bike to the golf course, and it was pouring on rain. But anyways, I'm taking the cart. I don't know anything about golf at that time. Not like I do now. And so anyway, so I'm on, and the guy's yelling, "Dawn, get off the green." I'm like, "What are you talking about? Everything's green. I don't know what you're talking about."
Get off the green. Everything's okay. There's a blonde moment, right? And there we have it.
Anyways.
I can't make this up. And this is not scripted.
It's not.
And people think it is. They go, "My God, you guys are like, you know."
I know.
Yin and yang. I'm like, no, really.
It's getting warm in here.
And it is.
Yeah. So go to my TikTok and add me, a Dawn Reese Show at TikTok. And I've got this little fan from Walmart. It really works in here.
Yes.
So I know, Lisa, we have a few minutes shout out.
We do.
So what are your shout outs?
We do. We have, if you're looking for an apartment, you need to call 727-645-8366. $850 a month. $250 deposit includes electric, cable, Wi-Fi, and water.
How much?
It's $850 a month. And
I have somebody in our family
that
needs
one. It's in St. Pete, so they need to call 727-645-8366 and ask for Lisa Cleary. Also, don't forget Jador Nail Bar, located at 10500 Almaton Road in the Largo Mall, 727-754-8718, and the best sushi burrito in the world from the Spot Burrito. Also located in Largo Mall, 10500 Almerton Road, 727-253-4593. And last but not least, one of my favorite places, Nico's Dog and Sports Bar, located at 9524 Blind Pass Road, 727-201-4487. Please call for hours and days open, because COVID has changed a lot of things.
Yes, it has.
Yes.
So, in the meantime, let's talk about if they want to get a digital business card.
Oh, yes.
Yes, yes. And everybody on TikTok that you're watching, go up to my TikTok of my YouTube and my Instagram, and you'll see a lot of the miracle stories up there as well. But this digital business card, you've seen it.
What is the name of that site, the website? Is it 360?
No, this is a different one.
No, okay.
Yeah, he's a gentleman, Steve, that I'm working with that is amazing, and he will, like, $124 for the year.
He's
but
awesome.
Here's the deal. You can make money while you sleep, because if you are under me, then you get $25 a sign-up. So you can make some money. And my card was paid for within a week.
I remember that.
And yeah. I can have as many links, and I'll send them a message. Steve, can you change this one? Can you do this one? Put the station up there. Lola, I put the station on my digital business card.
Mine
and,
too.
Yeah, and I have all the pageant stuff. And, you know, it's not what I don't run a pageant. I run where it helps with self-confidence, and these women have to audition to be a beauty queen reporter. And we do have a new Hollywood Lifetime reporter coming up that she's waiting for her crown to come in. So anyways, but they have to audition, and then they're out on the red carpet, and they're doing some things. They have to do a platform. They have a platform, I mean, if it's a community service, doing something to help people, you know, church drive, something. So anyways.
Right.
Okay, Brian. Back to you, Brian.
And it can't be the type of community service. It can't be the community. It cannot be the community service where you have to show up at 9 a.m. and you leave at 5.
I've done that one time.
We all as children have been in trouble.
I got in a fight, and then I had to go to community service, and I worked at the St. Vincent de Paul soup kitchen.
Oh.
Oh boy.
For a day. It was I was like a teenager. I got in a fight in school is what happened.
Right.
Yeah, and my dad said, oh, pick a soup kitchen, you know?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I got to tell you something. We have 3 minutes. Okay, so I said that I did the same thing.
Right.
I was actually single at the time. I was a flight attendant. I was taking a walk. Long story short, there's this cute little place that was like, had pets.
Yeah.
And I walked in and they said, do you want to help us with the pets? And I'm like, sure. So I went in. I just really wanted a dog. It was like one of those Humane Society places, but they had shelters, people that were in shelters. Yes. Yeah. And they had people that were in trouble that were there helping out. So I go in the back to get the leash for this dog because I just want to take it for a walk. Woman goes, can you please go over there and put the towels in the dryer and clean up the dog doo-doo over there? And I'm like, excuse me? She thought I was in trouble.
Right. I was like, oh no, I'm not one of those. No. I had to follow my sister. So she was 5.5 years older because I was such a not good kid.
Lisa.
The teacher, yeah. No, my children know better. I'm like, don't even try to say it or do it. She literally said to me,
what?
Were you adopted? Because I couldn't be my sister's like blood relative because I was so much different that like my sister is like perfect. She's like a Barbie. She's perfect and doesn't do anything wrong. She got spanked one time. I got to pick my belt. But I'm like, go to the closet, get the belt. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah,
I know. Now these days, these kids,
back in the day, you just got a good butt whipping, and let me tell you, that cured you for about 4 months, right? Brian's like,
A little hard work and butt whipping. Yeah.
That didn't kill anybody.
So tomorrow at 10 o'clock till 1 o'clock, I'll give the phone number they can call, Brian, to sign up to go to your casting for the movies that you're working on.
Yes.
Have them email jollywoodcasting@gmail.com, which that's JALLYWOOD, casting@gmail.com, and ask for Dawn Reese.
That's right. That's me. I'm excited.
Yay. You know, cast out the bag.
I used to cast for the Jenny Jones TV show. I had over 150 acts on her show back in the days, and they flew me into her show. If you all know that,
you kind of look a little bit like Jenny Jones.
I know. Everyone said that. You know, like, whoa, that's so cool. But, you know, a lot of people have gone on to Dove Records, and they became very famous off of her show. And so I've also helped a couple of film directors in Colorado as well and helped with their movies. And we did big castings coming in. So I'm excited to work with Jollywood and Brian and your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And also tell everybody while you're cleaning your house, you need to go to Amazon Prime and put on what shows? Because you get paid when they watch your shows, even if you're cleaning your house.
Haunted Tours is a good paranormal show. That's got like 6 episodes.
Okay.
Share Your Scare has got 7 episodes on Prime. And then if you want to watch one of our movies, sure, just type in J Brothers. The Gel Bear
Brothers.
And
there'll be more. There'll be more movies. And then also, Brian, what about people from out of state? I know we're going to have to come back and talk about that, but you're a part of Hollywood Connections because I'm a part of Jollywood. And we're actually just have a segment here with Jollywood every week. If you can't make it, you call in.
Okay. Yeah.
If not, you come here.
Yeah. We'll make it work. We'll make it happen.
Yeah.
We'll make dreams come true for everybody.
That's what it's about.
He does.
Building character. A place where people can create.
That's right. And if you're interested and you want to see that clip on Channel 8 News, it's still up there, and I have it as well.
It is, yeah. If they just type in even, I think, open casting call in Tampa Bay or St. Pete or something, it comes up on WFLA.
It was an amazing interview. Well, I want to thank you, and I want to thank Beaming Hope Church, also beaminghope.org, for the miracle stories that I'm doing and miracle stories around the world. If you have one, please call 727-871-7788. And I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. and get on your knees. And, oh, I have a special coming up next. We have Tiki Talk with three other ladies. It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy.
WTAN.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.